Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Can you say happy Thanksgiving? I'm saying happy Thanksgiving to all. Thanks for tuning in. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Again, it's, I guess, the Thanksgiving weekend, you want to call it that? November 23rd and 24th, a lot of stuff happening. Is indeed the bountiful season. And don't forget, for Thanksgiving Day, boy, they load up the fields with the pheasants and on the two tracks, one in Peasley, one in Greenwood, with the bobwhites. Let's get to those numbers. Have a really, really jammed show coming up. We're going to be talking waterfowl. We're going to be talking safety on the water. We're going to be talking, yes, the winter trout cycling. A lot of stuff going on this time of year. Okay, these numbers are for Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 26th. And the 28th for Thanksgiving Day. Let's go with the pheasants in the Rack and Fin Radio area up north in the central region. Collier, the 26th first and 28th second. Collier's Mills, these are for the ringnecks. 200, 300. Howardsville, 50, 70. Manahawkin, 50, 70. Manasquan, 110, 170. Medford, 80, 130. The Stafford Forge, the Forge, 160 and 240. We always like to go last, again, the last hour and a half of shooting at 2 hours. Birds still around, man. They're a little shell-shocked. They come out, bada-bing, bada-boom. In the freezer they go. In the Southland, Southern Tier counties, love it. Loving the Dix track, 130 and 190. Glassboro, 100, 150. Again, they move those fields around. Go to njfishandwildlife.com for an update there. Heiserville, 50 and 70. That's one track that's really, really not read about much. Heiserville. Heiserville, like Mad Horse and Nantunxet. Great little spots. Mad Horse, 90 and 140. Millville, 340 and then 510. Half a grand plus of ringnecks going out there for Thanksgiving Day. Nantunxet, 110, 170. Port Republic right there off the parkway. Exit 48, Suey's Landing Road, back up in there. 50 and 70. Tuckahoe, 110, 160. And the wonderful Winslow, 140 and 210. For Greenwood and Peasley on Tuesday, it's 280 each. Thanksgiving Day, 600. Again, got some good dogs there. Go in the afternoon. Forget the football. Okay, being a quasi-Cowboy, but do they suck or what? So, and the Giants, no one's going to be watching that game. Go out and hunt in the afternoon, man. You'll have a good time. Okay, we are really jammed. Grab that cup, grab that jug, Red Bull, rather. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, 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 hey. Happy New Year again. Again, Thursday. Opening of the second portion of the Coastal Zone waterfowl season. Let's get a prospectus from the biologist. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hello, I'm the Atlantic County Sheriff, Joseph O'Donohue. I've proudly dedicated my law enforcement career to keeping our community safe. But I also am a proud parent, grandparent, and great-grandparent who understands the importance of keeping our children safe. Motor vehicle crashes continue to be the leading cause of death for our children ages 1 to 12. No parent or caregiver wants to ever imagine that their child is involved in a car crash, but it's important to be prepared. Children should always be buckled up in the right seat, the right booster seat for their age, their height and weight, every ride, every time. A properly installed child safety seat can reduce the risk of injury by as much as 71% for infants and 54% for our toddlers. Atlantic County Sheriff's Office is definitely here to help. We have certified child passenger safety seat technicians available to properly install or check the position of your car seat at no charge. For more information, please call 609-909-7200 or visit acsheriff.org.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer. Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Display prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. This station does not recommend any specific investment.
Let's talk about hunger during the holidays. Regular people like you and me can make a difference right now. Every day at the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, we work to fill the emptiness caused by hunger with food, help, and hope. An emptiness felt even more during the holidays. We can make the holidays better for our neighbors in need. Join us. Go to cfbnj.org now to donate today.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Okay, man, let's do an early Happy New Year. Parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens or reopens, indeed calls for a New Year's celebration. The 28th Thanksgiving Day is the reopening of the coastal zone, waterfowl season, ducks in particular. Tell you, man, okay, let's... Past Thursday and Friday, had a little bit of a blow coming in. But, man, we need some serious cold weather to get these ducks down in the coastal zone. The season's going to run until January 31st. Okay, so praying. Okay, people, this is what I want one really freezing week to bring the ducks down. Ba-boom, get those. Another freezing week so I can go ice fishing. Ba-boom. Another freezing week and we'll go goose hunting. And after that, man, give me 95 and humid. But for the Ducks, we have a very special guest. First time on Rack and Fin Radio, Austin Damager. He is a migratory bird project leader, DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Teddy Nichols, longtime guest on Rack and Fin Radio over the 21 years, has retired. Austin is in, man, going, pun intended, full guns. He's been doing research up and down the coast. Tough to get hold of him, man. He's doing surveys everywhere. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man? Sorry, I get a little location, but especially when I'm talking about ducks. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Yeah, sorry. I was out on the boat the past couple of days, so you get a hold of me.
You are. I'll tell you, you are. This is great. This is where you're about. These are people are out there doing it. Got Austin, the weather's, you know, kind of iffy now. We're hoping, again, colder water bring the ducks down. On the overall, though, the prospectus, how's it looking? Black ducks, mallards, gadwall, widgeon. What are we, scaup, bluebills, broadbills, whatever. What are we seeing? Any preliminary indicators? What's it look like?
So I've been completing branch surveys along the whole coast. Recently I've done from Cape May up to like Atlantic City. Last week I did North Jersey up to like the Raritan Bay, from like Sharp River to Raritan Bay.
Uh-huh.
Been seeing a lot of ducks, but just frequently seeing a ton of black ducks on the coast here from Cape May down to or up to Atlantic City.
Nice.
Have hit a couple pockets of widgeon, a couple pockets of mallards. Have seen some scaup, not as much as I thought I'd see, but I also didn't get – I typically see them a little further north, like Tuckerton area.
Right.
Is where I tend to see a lot. So I haven't got my surveys up there, but so far the duck numbers are looking pretty good, and I know we have some decent weather coming. Not great, but decent weather, some cold fronts coming,
right,
from north winds. So hopefully that'll push some birds down, but it's definitely looking like Thursday will be a pretty good opening day for coastal zone.
So listen, here it is. See, in waterfowl hunting parlance, good weather means foul, again, pun intended, foul weather to get them down. Awesome. Again, listeners, all the duck limits, species, whatever, is on page 62 in the digest. Remember, you need your HIP number, state stamp, and federal stamp. But ducks that you don't really don't see that much. I mean, every once in a while I'll see a shoveler. You know, you have the up in Maine, when I used to live in northern Maine, the golden eyes, we call them whistlers. Because, man, when people, when they're flying, man, you hear it's like a fire whistle almost. And ringneck ducks, again, are they redheads? Are they plentiful, or are they more a late arrival, or are they infrequent visitors to the Jersey coast?
They're more late arrivals. I typically don't see, like, your redheads and canvasbacks and stuff like that till a little bit later. Ringnecks, you mentioned, you can find a lot of them, but they're just kind of in isolated pockets. Because I've gotten into some ringnecks myself and have been able to shoot a couple. So, and same thing with kind of canvasback, they kind of stay in bigger groups and stuff like that. So they might seem a little bit less of a population, but I think they're just more so isolated in little pockets along the coast or along the Delaware.
Austin, it's a little bit of a non sequitur, but still tied in. Who the hell named the ringneck the ringneck? Should it be ringbill? How do you see, unless you got the sun at just the right angle? You can't see any ring on the neck.
Yeah, that's typically what I tell people is, it's got the ring around the bill, but we call it a ring neck. So,
okay, Austin, and so far as research, surveys and things like that, I mean, is that what's that start in the spring and or it's pretty much and end of the fall, winter, or is it a year-round deal?
So we do surveys throughout the year for different things. So currently we are doing a lot of these surveys are through the Atlantic Flyway, so mm-hmm. multiple states are completing these surveys. So right now we're doing our Brandt productivity surveys. So mm-hmm. we're going based on Brandt population numbers, that gets divvied up, and each state's supposed to get a certain number of counts. So this year, New Jersey's supposed to count about 10,500 Brandt along the whole coast. And so we go out, and if you don't know juvenile Brandt, they have distinct barring on their wings, so mm-hmm. you can tell an adult versus a juvenile right now. So we go out, we look with binoculars or spotting scopes, and you just count the number of adults versus number of juvies, and you kind of write that and just kind of work your way along the whole coast. And that data gets all submitted, and that gets put into all of our population models, and that's data that gets put towards making regulations and season bag limits and season dates and stuff like that. So far right now, it's looking pretty decent for Brandt productivity, but I'm not done the survey.
Yeah.
And currently, it all gets allocated together.
So. Yeah, currently, listeners, the Brandt limit is one. And back to the scalp, it's one until January 8th. Then it jumps to two from January 9th to January 31st. But also on the overall, we can expect as the weather gets better, in waterfowl parlance, as I said, we can expect better gunning as this December progresses.
Yeah, and I was looking at the long-term weather forecast today, and it looks like temps should be dropping and wind should be shifting. So I think it'll turn good, but who knows with far-out weather forecast. I know we all look at that, and it seems like it changes the week in advance.
I so. Hear you. Austin, I haven't done it in years, but really, really dear to my heart. God rest his soul, Dave Palmer. And shout out to Johnny Miggs, wherever he is out there, somewhere in Burlington or Salem County. Really, I was living in Ocean City, really, really got into, crazily involved with the sea ducks. And surf scoter, the common scoter, the white wing scoter, wrote a couple of articles about it, New Jersey Outdoors, whatever. And just fantastic, fantastic gunning opportunities. It used to be pretty liberal limits out for the past, I don't know how many years. It's basically dropped to four, not more than three scoters, three long-tail ducks, a.k.a., old squaws, and three. I only seen eiders a few times. But, the sea ducks is pretty steady. I mean, listen, believe me, they'd say, oh, you can't eat them. Stop with that. They take a little Epicurean dexterity, but they're fine. Stir fry. That's how we eat them. But also, how are sea duck populations steady? I mean, is there a chance of an increase in a limit, or could a limit possibly be decreased? What's the deal?
Yeah, so they're pretty steady right now. There's not too much data on sea ducks, but the past couple of years, the Atlantic Flyway has been working on this sea duck productivity survey, where we're going out taking photos along the coast of these flocks migrating down along the coast and just we'll submit these photos and we can count adults versus juvie rates and stuff like that. And so that was part of somebody's school research, and it's actually evolved, and that person's now completed their thesis. And I think we're in our second year outside of their thesis, still working on this data, because the states all agree it's important data to collect. So that'll be used for population census for sea ducks. And our, my seasonal that was out doing those photos, he said he's been seeing a lot of great numbers of birds. Good. He started that survey back in like mid-October. And he seemed pretty ambitious that it was a little bit better than last year. So
I'll never the first time forget. I saw we're out there striper fishing or whatever. And I said, man, those look like ducks out there. What's that? What's that? What's that? Asked around, and sure, and bam, it's like golf or fly fishing, man. Once you get into the sea duck thing, you're hooked. It is really an acquired taste, but it is something. Austin Daminger, Migratory Bird Project Leader, DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Ooh, Coastal Zone second portion opens this coming Wednesday, this coming Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Get out there, man. It's going to get better as the winter progresses, as we hope. Let's get some blasts of cold weather. Austin, you have a great, great Thanksgiving holiday, and keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you. You too.
We'll see you later, man.
Yep. Bye-bye.
That's just, well, I'm looking. I say, oh man, I'm already thinking. Sorry for the little delay there, Dad. I'm thinking, where am I going to go? 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 Crazy. Hey, coming up, we have you remember the PFD mandate passed in 23? The why of it coming up in our next segment. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yeah, it's tied in with the waterfowl.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. What's going to be different for firearms owners and Second Amendment rights going forward with a new Trump administration? Could be a number of things. The former and future President Trump, since securing his presidential win, is now signaling he will push for nationwide reciprocity of firearms licenses. That could mean each state would need to honor, in some way, permits issued by other states. Like driver licenses, sort of. A number of states already have reciprocity agreements, though they require permit holders from one state to adhere to the laws of the state they currently find themselves. But yes, it could ultimately mean one day one could carry in New York City with a Florida-issued concealed weapon or firearm license. One would expect New York State and or city to file suit over such a thing. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's Harry Hurley. The price of just about everything has increased, but here's an offer that can actually save you money. A heater and furnace tune-up from Ambient Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning Professionals. Still just $79, the same price it has been for years, and well worth it. Ambient Comfort's professional technician will perform a precision tune-up on your system to make sure it's safe and running at maximum efficiency. They will help to keep your home warm, because regular maintenance or a new system may help. Ambient Comfort will give you a free estimate on a new home comfort system. And if you've been told that you have a cracked heat exchanger, Ambient Comfort will provide a free second opinion. When comfort matters, choose who I choose. Visit AmbientComfortNJ.com or call 609-476-1073. That's 609-476-1073 for your $79 heating system tune-up, and tell them Harry Hurley sent you. They keep my home comfortable, and they'll take great care of you, too.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of November 23rd and 24th, and coming up, hopefully, a happy Thanksgiving holiday to all. Going to be on the water now. It is all happening. As I said, we have stripers out front and still some bass in the back. Opening up next week, middle week, is the coastal zone, second portion coastal zone duck season. You have tog along the jetties. You're going to be out in the boats, bouncing around the inlets, casting for drifting for tog, casting for the bass. Safety is paramount. I'm going through, it's warm. It's been very temperate, very warm, whatever. We're going to be getting the cold weather. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Safety is the factor. By all means, follow the mandate from, October 23. The mandatory PFD wear. Well, if you're going to be on a personal watercraft, a paddleboard, whatever, you're going to be in a kayak, you're going to vessel under 26 feet, unless you're going to be in the cabin, you need to be wearing a life vest. November 1st through May, hypothermia is a killer. No matter how seasoned you are, pun intended, no matter how I'm a veteran, you're going to be hunting shallow or whatever. Wear that safety vest because you never know what can happen. Was at the New Jersey Waterfowlers Clinic this past October 13th, Tip Seaman Park. A state police sergeant made a fantastic presentation about the why of this PFD law, and she is an active hunter herself. Thanks for joining us on the line right now is New Jersey State Police Sergeant Karen Fahey. She's with the State Police Marine Services Bureau. Karen, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Karen, it's critical because, the more and more guys and gals I talk to are hunting in the back, hunting in the cold water conditions. Absolutely agree. In fact, many of them do wear the PFDs, not the old Mae West types. You know, the inflatable ones and ones that hold tight because you go over, as you know, that you, God forbid, too, you hit your head or something. And the shock of the cold water, whatever, panic can set in, and this life vest will go miles upon not only maybe saving your life, but making it easier for the first responders.
That's absolutely right, Tom. And that's one thing we want people to be aware of, the advent and technology with PFDs. They've gotten a little bit less cumbersome. Mm-hmm. The inflatables make it a lot easier to wear. As you just mentioned, if you become unconscious or you panic or hyperventilate, the auto inflators are a lot easier. They self-deploy. You don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do want people to be aware of as far as the belt type 5 PFDs, they do make them where they auto-inflate. However, there's a secondary donning that's involved with that. So once they do inflate, it's a pillow in front of you, and there's a strap that goes around that pillow. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to pull that over your head. That's a favorite of mine. I like to wear when I hunt, especially it doesn't inhibit your shooting ability, and it also acts as a wader belt as well. So I think that's a very important piece of equipment, but something to be aware of in that piece of technology. But absolutely, we want to make sure that people are being safe and they're wearing their PFDs. I don't know if you're aware, 80% of boating fatality victims could have been saved if they were wearing their PFDs.
80%?
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
And this regulation was initiated back in 2021 through the New Jersey Boat Regulation Commission. The discussion was the initial involuntary gasping and hyperventilation that occurs when you suddenly go into cold water. You can be the best mm-hmm. swimmer. You can expect things yep. to happen. But once you get splashed into that water, your first and immediate reaction is going to be that involuntary gasping. So if you're wearing a PFD, if it deploys right away, or if it's just a manual PFD, it's going to keep your head above water. And that's what we want to see. And that's going to save lives.
And Karen, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, if you do suck that water down, the potential for water inhalation and drowning mm-hmm. is great. So we want to see people come back after a nice day of fishing or hunting.
And Sergeant Karen Fay, here's the thing, too. The technology in the life vest manufacturer is beyond leaps and bounds, eons out from when they started. You know, the old heavier type, again, would constrict your shooting. I had personal, actually professional involvement with this years and years ago with a gentleman named Scott Swamby when I was with Wood Advertising in Ocean City. Shout out to Dick Wood there. He had perfected the life vest called Suspenders, SOS. And what happened was Scott told us at an initial meeting, the idea and his drive to develop this was born of losing his best friend in a waterfowl hunting accident. Guy flipped over, hit his head, lost control, whatever. And even though he was wearing a life vest, his head was not up. In other words, he didn't have that back support in the back. And unfortunately, he drowned. Scott's, I don't know if he sold a Mustang, whatever. But that really came as a shock to me. Hey, man, there's some ducks back there. I was just, in Ocean City, we'd hop in the skiff, bam, and away we go. And it's that we're hunting shallow water. We're in the meadows there behind it. And boy, when I sat and looked, and that, Karen, that really brought it to light. No matter how good a swimmer you think you are, no matter how shallow the water is, things happen. As you said off the air, things happen real quickly.
Absolutely, they do. And the best case scenario is we hunt or we fish with other people. I know a lot of guys do not. I'm sorry, guys and girls do not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be going out there on the water alone, have the best equipment. Make sure that you're equipped. If you do wind up suddenly involuntarily going into the water, you're going to be able to save yourself and you're going to be able to stay afloat. So a large part of this regulation, I think you had mentioned too, is to alleviate the pressure and the risk placed on first responders.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go into the water, we're going to be out there looking for you. Whether we get a phone call for an overdue boater, or we get a phone call, or we get a call on Channel 16 that you're in distress, we're going to be out there looking for you. Hopefully, we're going to find you floating because you're wearing your PFD. But if we don't find you, more than likely you're underneath the water, and that's going to take time and effort to find you. And those conditions that you probably went down in are not great conditions that mm-hmm. we need to put our first responders at risk to go look for you. So the best thing that you can do for yourself and your loved ones, wear that PFD. Make sure that you stay afloat and stay alive. Also, when you do go into the cold water, you need to get out of the water as soon as possible. If you can get back into the boat, get back into the boat. If you can get to land, get to land. But what happens is, after a few minutes in the water, you start to suffer swim failure. So you lose feeling in your fingers. And I think for all out there, striper fishing this time of year, your fingers get cold. Or if you're hunting this time of year, you want to keep your fingers warm because they stop working. But once you go in the water, now it goes from your fingers to your arms and your legs. And again, you can be the best swimmer, but trying to save yourself and get back to the boat or back to land is going to be very difficult. And the more you move, your speed and your movement can drop by 60% to 80%.
Well, Sharon, so, there's that 80% again. That 80% fatality really rocked me. I'm sure legit, but 80% could have been avoided.
That's right. So when the BRC, the Boat Regulation Commission, first started discussing this, at the time, back in 2020. We had 9 fatal boat accidents, which resulted in 9 deaths. And I don't have the time of the year on hand. Mm-hmm. And as I said, 80% of boating accidents, the victims could have been saved. So that could have been that many more people. In 2021, we had 8 fatalities, and it dropped a little bit in 22 and then back up in 23. So we want to see that number drop significantly.
Again, Sergeant, the thing to me is one guy said, hey, Tommy, Pete, those things are freaking expensive, man. I said, look at him. I said, well, what's your life worth? Not being the prophecy, you know, like I'm some sort of, you know, philosopher or something, but really, what is your life worth? And if it's going to be $100, a little more than $100, I can get it cheaper. We'll go the way you want. But to me, I'd use a pull one. I don't do the auto because once I had something happen with one. With an auto, it was pretty funny. But the thing, listeners, the most important thing is keeping that head up in an erect position so you're not going to, you know, you go backwards. You're not going to, you know, your head's not going to be submerged or your chance of your face going down in the water. I mean, that's the bad news.
Indeed. We did get a little pushback when this regulation first went in.
Oh, you ain't lying there, Sergeant. But another bleeping regulation. What the hell? Are they probably going to... I said, I kept silent on it because my experience with it and in the past whenever with SOS, I said, it's up to you, but I think it's for your own good.
All right. I would like to clarify, a lot of the complaints came in states looking for more money. To be honest with you, the fines for violation of this regulation are not great. We're not looking for more money. We're looking for people to be safe. Unfortunately, the investment is great for a good PFD. A lot of complaints came in from charter boat captains because now they have to buy six or eight of them for their people. But that's an initial investment. They'll get it back if they're getting some charters. So I'm sure they'll be okay with that. And then eventually, we're hoping that it'll just be like a seatbelt regulation for a motor vehicle. I think most people, when they get in their car, that's the first thing that they do. They
second nature. Right.
Absolutely. So that's our hopes for this. And just to have people have a great day out on the water and come home safely.
Okay. Well, Sergeant Karen, thanks for joining us today and spreading great information. Listeners, get the life vest. Make the investment, especially at Tom P. What is your life worth? Sergeant, thanks for joining us. Really spreading some great information there, and I hope everyone is safe, especially because the water's already chilling. It's going to get cold very quickly, so avoid a tragedy if you can. Wear the PFD. I know it's for your own good, and it's not another law just to make laws. The sergeant explained a fine is not that great, so it's not a moneymaker. Well, Sergeant Karen Fahey, you plan to be out on the water doing some ducking? You're going to be uplanding? What's the deal?
I'll be doing a little bit of both. I'll be getting out duck hunting probably a little bit later in the season. I like it when it's cold, and I just got a new puppy that I've been working with. He's already been out once, just to a pheasant farm for some chucker and some quail, and he's doing great. So I'm spending a little bit of time working with him.
I just had a news flash. New Jersey State Police Sergeant Karen Fay from the Marine Services Bureau is also on the State Police Sporting Clays team?
That is correct, sir. Yes, it is.
Wow. Before I let you go, Sergeant, how did you get into the clays? Trap, skeet, and then clays? Or did you just jump into the clay game? What's the dealio?
No, I was hoping to shoot ducks a little bit better. So we started a team, so I jumped on board. It's a humbling experience, but I'm enjoying it and I'm having a great time with it and incrementally getting better every shoot that I do. So I love it. My teammates are great. And it's a phenomenal experience.
So we like to go close to us. We like to go to Red Wing right there in Port Republic. Roger and Danny Garbison. What?
I will be there this weekend.
Okay, Sergeant, I can talk to you for hours and hours and hours. We know that. But for more information on the PFD mandate, whatever, what avenue do people run down?
Just Google NJSP Marine Services, and you'll be able to find any information regarding boating and the personal flotation devices regulation and anything you need to know. There's also a question and answer section on there. So if there's anything that you're confused about or you need clarification on, just hit that drop-down menu, and those answers should be there. If you need to reach out to me directly, if you just go to Marine Services Bureau at njsp.gov, send me an email, and I will get back to you, hopefully with an answer. If I don't have it, I will find it for you.
Okay, New Jersey State Police Sergeant Karen Fahey from the Marine Services Bureau, thanks so much for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Listeners, a little ligature on this. Believe it or not, over the years, I had met Sergeant Faye up here, there, and at the waterfowl thing, I said, I know her from
it's a small world.
A post office meeting at the old shooters at a boat show. Sergeant, great having you on Rackerman. Thanks so much. Best have a happy Thanksgiving and a great season. Hope to see you sometime.
Thank you for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it. Thank you for spreading the word, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Let's rock the house. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Great information. Again, not to be, just wear the vest. Wear the vest, the PFD, because things happen. I remember this, I think this was up in Manasquan. A guy a few years ago, he was tog fishing off the jetty or something. He was wearing one. Slipped. He went in. But they pulled. He got down there around the wall by the monument. He was on the Point Pleasant beach side, I believe. And they got him down there by the monument. Incoming tide. Who knows what could have happened there? Who knows what could have happened? Okay, grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Biden hosting a dinner at the White House to thank his top donors, urging them to never give up on their faith in America.
The America of our dreams is calling us to stay engaged, to never give up, to keep going, to keep the faith. I know I will, and I know you will. Just remember who in God's name we are. We're the United States of America. And there's nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together.
The president recently promising a peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Trump. The heads of the FBI and Homeland Security not attending congressional hearings on global threats. Congressman Tim Burchett blasting the leadership.
I hope we have the guts into the new year, into the new administration to enforce the dadgum laws.
Burchett on Fox Business Network's The Evening Edit. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, windy and warm with a mix of clouds and sun. Travel can be impacted by rain around Thanksgiving with a high of 54. For tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low 42. Tomorrow, windy with times of clouds and sun with a high of 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low 32. On Monday, increasing cloudiness with a high of 63. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Winter trout stocking this coming week! Actually, it's just going to be the Monday and Tuesday, the third level of New Jersey's incredible, incredible trout stocking program. Yes, it's still all rainbows. Continues. Now, it's we just had the October, and I had to do a little jockeying around because of the low water conditions. Hopefully the rains from Thursday, Friday, it's going to keep coming. It's going to get those streams up. Still some trout out there. This is a Monday and Tuesday dealio. Okay, they've been doing it. I think the winter program started in 99 or 2000. It was in January. Then they changed it to the Thanksgiving with perfect timing because youngsters are mostly off from school from Wednesday on. The trout, give them about 24-hour, 48 hours to acclimate. Then they got the feed bags on, baby. Now you can fish as soon as they're being stocked, no problem. And these are two-year-old rainbows averaging 14, 15, 16 inches. Chunky, chunky, chunky. Some are almost fat like me. So they got some great sport in there. Spinners, power bait, whatever. And it's a great family time, especially get youngsters involved in the fishing end of things. Okay, so you have 18 waters over 11 counties. A total of 4,480 rainbows will be stocked. I'll go into those numbers later. In the Rack and Fin Radio listening area, if you want to call that, I know what you didn't know all that stuff. During the Monday, in our area, Lake Shenandoah and Spring Lake and Toponemus, Shenandoah and Ocean, Spring Lake and Monmouth, and Toponemus and Monmouth will be stocked. On Tuesday, we have a great pond. Water's low there, but see, I like when the water's low. You know why? The arena has shrunk, and they still have to eat. Birch Grove Pond right behind the studio here. South Vineland Park Pond will be hit Tuesday. Shaw's Mill Pond and Rowan's Pond and Haddon Lake, man. So South Jersey is very well represented in this great program. Joining us on the line right now is Kyle Sivallier with the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. He is the trout stocking coordinator. We're going to talk this winter trout stock. October again, move it around, switch weeks. A lot of fish were caught, a lot of fish still out there. But this program in particular is dear to my heart because it comes at just a great time of year. You have the saltwater fishing going on. You have the waterfowl. You have the small game hunting going on. Here is yet another page of the Thanksgiving season bounty. Kyle, sorry I talk so much, man. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I understand these rainbows are in above excellent shape, brother. What are you seeing?
Oh, yeah, they're looking great this year. They're averaging, you know, between that 14 and 18 inches, like
18.
You said. Yeah, some of them can be up to that big, that's for sure. They're great, beautiful fish. It's a great time to get out and catch them, especially with the weather's changed a little bit, but it's been warm, so it's a great time to get out and get these fish.
And, Kyle, the attraction, listen, these are stocked in bucolic waters, suburban and urban waters. All these waters that are cherry-picked select, a lot of bankside access, very easy to reach and very fishable. You don't need the boats, the motors, all that stuff. Well, you don't need the waders. You know, you're going to be wading in the stream. Water's over. They're in the lakes and ponds, and they provide absolutely outstanding fishing. Hey, man, I'll be at Birch Grove, too. Probably around, I'll get the hatchery chickens. It gets about 11, 11:30. I'll be getting some photos. And then the fishing kicks off. A lot of turnout. Down through South Jersey, especially, very popular program, Ponder Lodge. I said, what am I on a Peak West on opening day? What's this? You got people lined all around the bank. Very, very popular.
Oh yeah, they're good. It's a great program. A lot of people don't realize it's even out there. I mean, you know, it's not as popular as opening day, obviously, but it's, mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, it could be even better just because the fish are bigger. They're in those easy to access ponds. You don't have, like you said, you don't got to worry about waders. You don't got to worry about boating access. You just get out there and get it. And then, you know, even in the north, you know, if, you know, people worry about the ice, but, you know, we might get ice this year. You never know. But even these ponds that ice over, you can get out there. These fish are in there. They're catchable, yep. And they're great size.
And that's another thing, too, especially in the southern tier counties. These fish, well, like saying, I know there's some hole over in the Morris that was stocked in October. Get those holes in there. These fish will provide opportunities through the winter into the spring. And what's opening day next year? Although that's going to change. We're going to have a whole special show on that earlier in the new year. Mm-hmm. Guys, great moves on that. You and the crew, Chief Sean Krause, I'm not getting into it too much. Just a little tease here. It's going to be a phenomenal. What the young blood people, the young minds, it's going to be great. But God, these fish hold over. And like we're at Birch Grove, I think it was a day after. You could tell it wasn't one of the breeders they put in with the opening day, you know, preseason stocking. I says, wow, where'd this 16-incher come from? They do hold over South Violent Park Pond, another place where they hold over and they provide opportunities through the sea where the bass can get lockjaw, the really cold water, the crappies, whatever, the white perch, although white perch are like me, they're always hungry. You can go out there January, February, nice, and have a reasonable chance of catching these beautiful trout.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the great thing about this program is, you know, it keeps these fish around all winter and it gives, you know, opportunity to catch these fish throughout the year. And like you said, you know, some fish get shy of the bait, but these will eat all winter, and you can go out and catch them in January, February, all up into March.
Okay, Kyle. Well, Kyle, this looks to be a great program, and it does continue. Listen, this Monday and Tuesday, I'll go over to the streams and the lakes, whatever, not the streams, the lakes and ponds and the numbers and the counties as well. But, Kyle, again, we have these 18 venues over the 11 counties. Again, listeners, from Sussex to Cape May. Now, the October program had 20 counties and a lot more waters, a lot more fish, but this is a keyed select program, select waters, beautiful fish that probably, the way they're fed up there at PeaQuest, they probably put on another half inch and another quarter pound or something. But God, are these waters etched in stone? Has the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries thought all about expanding the number of waters, or this is like the status quo, you're satisfied? Because there is great participation, great turnout. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we have about 25,000 fish that get split between the fall and the winter. So these lakes that we have are kind of static right now, but we definitely want to, you know, we always want to improve the program, whichever way we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you only have 25,000, you would have to take some fish from another pond,
right, okay,
if you added any ponds. So we obviously don't want to decrease the number of fish that go into these ponds. But we definitely have some changes coming. I think it's going to be good changes. I think everybody will like them. We should be getting more fish with those changes as well. So we're hoping that we can improve the program and expand if possible.
Come on, man. Come on. Improving the program. It's like, it's a great program. It's going to be getting even better in time to come. We'll get into that a little later on in the winter with a special show there. So listeners, Kyle Sylvier, Trout Stocking Coordinator, New Jersey Bureau of Freshwater Fishers within the DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Congratulations. Great job this spring. October, you guys did some gymnastics. I'll give you that. And
yeah,
you guys,
yeah,
I ran into biologists out there in the field monitoring the water and the whole bit. This is it. And this November program, aka winter program, Thanksgiving week. Get the youngsters out. It's gonna be a little chilly. Bundle them up. They're gonna be stocked Monday, Tuesday. By Thanksgiving Day, Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day, by Friday, they're going to have the feed bags out. It'll be like channel, like Tom P. in an Italian deli. Look out. Kyle, thanks much. Listen, go to njfishandwildlife.com for more information. It is out there. We'll get into the numbers. Kyle, you take care. Happy Thanksgiving and best of that crew up there in Lebanon.
No, thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
See you, bro.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. Monday, November 25th. Okay, up the north, we have Green Turtle Pond in Passaic County. That's going to get 330. Aeroflex in Silver Lake in Sussex, 370 and 300 each. Furnace Lake in Warren, 360. Aquatunk and Little Swartzman in Sussex, 250 and 350. Amwell Lake in Huntington, 260. Shenandoah in Ocean, 240. Spring Lake and Toponemus in Monmouth County, 200 each. Tuesday, November 26th, baby, it's coming, man. I got my rods all set up. I got my trout magnets. It's going to be a killer. Trout magnets. Got my spinners. Everything's going to be ready to go. Okay, Barbara's Pond of Passaic, 270. Manhole Pond of Marsh, 280. Okay, enough with North Jersey. Here we go. Haddon Lake and Camden, 210. The tiny but mighty, Rowan's Pond's going to get 100. Shaw's Mill Pond, that's in Camden County. Shaw's Mill Pond in Cumberland, 210. South Violent Park Pond in Cumberland, 190. Birch Grove Park Pond. Now, this is the first two ponds that are stocked right there, 190. You split them evenly. And the Great Ponder Lodge Pond in Cape May, 170. Total 4,480 fish. Remember, you need your license and your trout stamp. Make sure the trout stamp is signed. Oh, you sign your license. They're attached. Please. They watch for that. Please. Okay, man. We're up against a break. Grab that cop. Grab that rebel one more time. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, militaries around the world are pulling out all the stops to not only find new recruits, but also retain their veterans of battle. Here are the incentives being offered. Also, the new industry playbook for marketing a movie like Wicked. On the tech front, how much longer until flying cars are available? And the million point giveaway promotion attracting adventurous flyers. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
With GMF financing to qualify buyers, excludes Traverse and Corvette, excludes prior sales.
Why wait for Black Friday when the biggest Black Friday sale is going on now all month long at Bennett Chevrolet, where you can save up to 20% and more on your new vehicle? Because Bennett is selling new vehicles at $1,000 below, yes, $1,000 below the real GM supplier employee price. Plus, you keep all the rebates, saving you up to 20%. But of course, there's more with available 0% financing. Looking for used? Bennett's giving a minimum $10,000. A minimum 10 grand for your trade. No matter its condition, towards any pre-owned in stock. Imagine what you'll get for a good trade if Bennett's paying a minimum 10 grand for total junk. Bennett's deals are unbeatable during our Black Friday sales event. And there's never any hassles or sales pressure. Because our non-commissioned sales staff is paid on your satisfaction, not how much you spend. The best Black Friday sales going on now at Bennett's Chevy. Egg Harbor Township and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You're wrapping it up on Rock and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of November 23rd and 24th. And again, a happy Thanksgiving to all. And again, a happy new year with the waterfowl season, coastal zone reopening on Thanksgiving Day. Don't forget, man, you got the pheasants, you have the quail. Again, I mentioned the ducks, you have the stripers, you have the tog, and you have the rainbow trout. Just a reminder here, where did the time go? Let's see, it's going to be in, 45 days, what has been a resounding little baby step, and all of a sudden a leap, and now guys doing hurdles. January 10th, 11th, and 12th, now to 3 days. 3 days at the beautiful Wildwood Convention Center. It's the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Just to get a little update on it, is owner, promoter, and otherwise very cool guy, Jerry Vessels. How you doing, little brother? I understand you. Oh, he almost sold out? Or you sold? Wow, you're clamming it, man.
Tommy P, my man. How are you, brother?
I'm just waiting for the expo, man. I've been saving my pennies, quarters, and singles, and little dimes, man. I'm loaded up because I know a couple of exhibitors there. I'm buying, baby. I'm buying. Besides the food. Okay, you see me over there. Besides the food. I'm buying, baby. How's the show going, Jerry? Give us an update. What do you got?
Tommy, everything is going fantastic. We have sold out of boat space. We have 13 boat vendors this year again, so we should crack, 100 boats, wave runners, trailers on display, from everything from skiffs up to 36-foot offshore fishing machines, man.
The thing is, listen, you see the boats. John, I was surprised, again, January, but the sold stickers, and they're not just put on. These are legit. Boom, boom. And I saw a couple of people, me and Dean Marie, says, look, somebody's signing again right on the dotted line. Jerry, you guys move some floats, bro.
We definitely move boats, Tom. Everybody waited for the big shows to come, and it's time to strike a deal now.
Yeah,
you don't wait, because if you wait, you're going to miss your summer.
And you ain't lying there. And Jerry, you have a great cross section of exhibitors. Great cross section. Fishing, buddy, you got the whole nine yards there, man.
We are set, and we pride ourselves on being fishing and boating. You know, there's very limited outside of the fishing and marine industry or world that you're going to see at our show. We've got over 100 small booth vendors that are going to be there, which is probably 70 different vendors. And again, everything from A to Z. If we don't have it, you don't need it.
Jerry Vessels, owner, promoter, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, coming up January 10th, 11th, and 12th. The 12th. Is that a third day I hear, Vessels? What's the dealio?
That is a third, man, because, again, we're selling boats and selling a lot of boats. So the boat vendors said, hey, can we stretch this out another day?
There you go, man.
And I said, you know what? Absolutely, we can. So now we're a three-day show. We're still just $10 to get in, which is unheard of again.
Oh, yeah.
And we're giving away, to keep tradition alive, we were giving away a Yeti 65 for each day. Now we're giving away three Yeti 65. So
that's, wow. Great. Oh, Jerry, that's a great deal, man. Unless there's so much, and there's there, all, you know, bring the youngsters especially. Jerry, I saw great, great family turnouts, man. It was mob with kids running. It was great. And Jerry, real fast, before I let you go, guys waving. Okay. Jerry, what about the super seminars. You have that lined up yet?
We have several of them lined up. We have new seminar with Timmy T from the Bodacious on tuna fishing.
Man.
Timmy rocks, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got Jenny coming back for fluking.
Jenny Ackerman from The Fisherman?
Correct. Jenny will be back showing a bunch of old guys how to whack fluke. And
dude, she's a flatty catching machine, that kid. God.
Yes, she is. She's fantastic. Well-rounded and well-grounded, so... and then we're working on a couple others, and we're also going to have our go-to, which is very near and dear to me, is safety on the water with
Bingo.
The Marine Police there. Going to do a seminar. Fishing Game's going to be on hand again. I got confirmation from them guys, so this is all important stuff, and it's all going to be there.
Jerry, again, earlier in the show, we had a guest. You'll check it out. We had a guest again regarding Marine on the water safety. Well, Jerry Vessels, congratulations again. Listen, 3 days this year. 3 days. You're going to be in the studio here, correct, pretty soon?
Correct.
All right. Okay.
I'll be there whenever you're ready for me, buddy.
Okay, now, She's a Tom P., your hair's so silver, you look like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. Is Crabigail going to be here again?
I will make it a point to make sure Crabigail is there. She's in ninth grade now, Tommy, so, you know, she's like...
Sharp is his tongue. Or tongue is as sharp as a cutlass. Scalpel, ooh. I'm telling you. Like, ooh, she cuts me down the side. Ow. Okay, Jerry, you take care, man. We got to fly. Jerry Vessels, listen, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo coming up. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tommy.
And law enforcement.
Yo.
I'm going to eat and drink like I'm on death row, bro. And that's what I do. You take care. Best to everybody, Jerry.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, man. Again, got a little ahead of myself there. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy. And weather, don't worry about the weather. Bountiful, bountiful season. This is it. But we have a great Indian summer weather. It's bound to change. But think, they got the pheasants. Go out and enjoy and spend time with family and or friends. It's a great time of year. We'll see you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.